Welcome to the Soulful Mind Radio Program. I am Minister Jackie Kane and
Dr. Patrick Ware, Duluth Child Psychiatrist.
We are here every Friday from 2 p.m. until 2:30. Doc, I almost messed that up, didn't I? 2:30.
People are asking for a full hour, Jackie.
Well, we're going to have to work on that. But you can get a hold of us 24 hours, 7 days a week at thesofamind.com. That's thesofamind.com. How are you today, Dr. Ware?
I'm doing well, Jackie, and I'm very pleased to be here today. I was reminded in a conversation with my dear 82-year-old mother recently about my having, at the age of 5, I had the habit of jumping up on the coffee table with the Sears and Roebuck catalog open to the middle, preaching like my evangelical grandfather. So I have a sense that maybe what I should do is request that you and or the listeners rein me in if I get out of control.
You know I'm good at that.
Today is a very, very special day. We're celebrating Valentine's Day Eve, in a sense. And I would like to take this opportunity to dedicate this very special edition of The Soulful Mind to the love of our life for all of us. If you're listening, you know who you are. Also, I'd like to make a comment. Jackie and I together have over a century of experience. How often is it that you have an opportunity to talk to a centenarian? What if we really know what we're talking about? What if this half hour does have the ability to literally change your life and lead you to what you've been seeking all of your life? And it's free and easy. I'd also like to make a point that this program is the expression of the experience and the opinions of both Minister Kane and myself. And it is not, we are not, intending to speak for any other individual, practitioner, or group of practitioners or resources as we present this information. Our intent is to complement your existing relationships. We desire to augment your discovery process.
Well, we are so happy to have you here to our second program just before what we call the Day of Hearts, a celebration, Valentine's Day. We are so glad that you have tuned in to listen to what we have to say today. And, Doc, what do you say about that? Aren't you happy?
Well, I say knock, knock. Is anybody home? Can you hear us from where you are? Yes, this is a proposal. Yes, a proposal. First for your own heart, on your own behalf, then on behalf of someone you already know or someone you may meet, so that you may experience first all of you and then be able to wholeheartedly love another as well as allow them to wholeheartedly love you. Listen closely. Some of life's opportunities do not come twice. What we're going to do is to talk about your heart, your spirit, even your soul today, and how the subject of love is central to our human existence. We have listeners as far away as New York City who are telling us since our debut on the 2nd of February this year in 2007 that the program is simply about love. We agree. And what a day to further explore with you not only what we think you seek, but more importantly, how to get there. Can we suggest that love is about full acceptance? In essence, the opposite of judgment. Some have suggested that we take few to no calls during our program to allow a more full discussion of topics. We are going to take calls, but we may from time to time restrict that if we feel like we need to deliver more time to the subject. If we can't get to you on the air, please send us an email. That's thesoulfulmind@aol.com, or there's a link on the website, www.thesoulfulmind.com. We also are planning on having links to the program notes as well as direct recordings. So you should be able to hear this just by logging on to the program website. We genuinely look forward to your questions, observations, as well as your suggestions about relevant topics you would like to hear discussed.
Then we pray, will do, learn, grow, and share with us and others letters, emails, voicemails, call-ins. Unfortunately, it's been my experience that it takes a combination of living unsuccessfully, time, and profound heartache, the major losses, to bring a person to a place where they are willing to listen to possible alternatives. We're only asking for a moment, actually a nanomoment of your time. If you will give us a chance, we'll allow us to guide you clearly an issue of trust as you dutifully follow the instructions. Most are brought to the door of considering alternatives after a profound loss of some sort that is either ongoing or completed. It is pain that brings us to our knees, and we do respect your courage for even considering to give us your ear and just a moment of your time. We are, in a sense, the guardians of your heart as you explore this new opportunity, and we take that trust very seriously. Let me apologize a bit at times for us. We do come across with a character of hawking and presenting this with the intensity and passion that we have, and at times should perhaps take it with tongue-in-cheek, as it does to some people, even our station manager, sound a bit too simple and a bit unbelievable. It's not unusual for people to look at us and go, yeah, right. I did ask a client recently who has been doing the exercises as listed on the website if she thought that I would offend people or bore them as a result of the endless repetition, and her response was an enthusiastic exclamation, oh no, just maybe then we'll get it. I know you really want us to get it. So that's where we're going. Profound losses can ultimately be blessings. You know, you've heard that what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. We want to establish a kind of rule of thumb that anything that encourages your addressing your own heart and soul will emerge in your life as an asset, and anything that discourages your addressing your heart and soul will become a liability.
Love is a beautiful thing, Doc. It is so awesome. And it's sacred because, what? God is love. It is indeed a divine gift for life itself. It is a simple gift between individuals. And it is not an obligation. It's not a duty. It's not fear. It's not control. And it definitely is not competition. Because in 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, it says God is love. And if you read that whole verse there, you will realize that God says that you have to be patient, you have to be forgiving, you have to be able to say, I'm not going to hold any wrongs that you have done against me. And that's what's happening in the world today when it comes to love. People are not understanding that if you really love someone, you will sacrifice all of the thoughts you have and the things that you're wanting to do to show them that you love them. And in return, they love you back. But if you're not getting that, then that's a whole nother ballgame. So let's break this down for them, Doug.
As my grandfather would say, amen. It's not sex. In its finest form, love is without expectation. It is about forgiveness, full wholehearted acceptance and availability, first to oneself, and then to and or with another. It's about loyalty, natural commitment, patience, listening, sharing, understanding, willing compromise, respect. Oh, so very important.
Yes, very.
Growth, learning, kindness, giving of one's all, solitude, and natural trust and fidelity. That was natural trust and fidelity.
Natural trust and fidelity? I got that, Doc.
What doesn't work? Let us challenge you.
Yes.
Happiness and contentment are not about power, fame, wealth, possessions, control, leverage, or fortune. Some of the most affluent people that are around us are incredibly miserable, and some of the happiest are who are economically burdened. You can't buy it.
Can you say that again?
You can't buy it.
Amen.
You have the empty heart syndrome.
with tongue-in-cheek, EHS.
Yes.
Are you still lacking fulfillment? You will not find it in a bank.
That's right.
You don't have to look far. The lottery winners, money, Princess Diana, to see these elements do not contentment make. Who do you think was more contented, Mother Teresa or Princess Diana?
Good question.
Aren't you tired of allowing guilt and or fear in defining and or controlling your life? Would you believe that it's possible to live life without fear or guilt in the center?
Exactly.
We're here to show you how. You won't believe how simple and easy this is until after you try it. How will I get there?
How will I get there? So how will I get there, Doc? And how do you do that? How long does it take? And can I really do that? But now, callers, this is your opportunity. We're only going to be taking the first calls today because we want to make sure we get this topic in. You can give us a call at 770-491-7748, 770-491-7748. If you have questions for Dr. Ware and myself, we'd love to hear from you because we're getting ready to dig into this subject. How about it, Doc?
Let's do it. All of us are seeking love. It's a very simple reality. We're not talking about just passionate love. In fact, we're talking about the foundation for all of life. Just try our offer dutifully, sincerely, and we will walk with you during your hardest part, the first few moments. Just read what other providers are saying on the website, www.thesoulfulmind.com, and the callers from the program. You should see real discernible shifts and changes in your life within a few days to a few weeks. If you do exactly what we're suggesting, you will, if you come along with us, get to a place where you will experience loss and a reduction of guilt as a central part of your life. You will cease or reduce your caretaking behaviors of others. You will experience an unimaginable increase in your energy, motivation, self-respect, and creativity. You will watch somewhat magically as your priorities reorient and redefine themselves. You'll see those butterflies lighting on the flower.
Pretty cool.
As opposed to not being aware that the robins had been here for 6 weeks. I don't care what the groundhog saw. It's the daffodils are blooming. Did you notice that this week?
They sure are.
You will discover the difference between lonely and alone. You will come moment to moment simply in gratitude for whatever experience you are having, and see how your own judgment is becoming more and more less of a part of your life. That which is you is, and that which is not you drifts away nearly effortlessly. You will become aware that if after any human experience you are not simply in gratitude for having been there, regardless of the quality of the feelings, then you've missed the entire full richness. Indeed, you will learn and master the art of the preciousness of the moment, every moment.
Well, Doc, look like we have a caller. Grace, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine. Thank you for having me on the air. What I have a question about is, how does one overcome shyness? What is the exercise that one goes through and overcome shyness? I have that once in a while.
Well, Grace, you know, I'm glad you asked that question. That was really a well-timed call. Shyness is really an experience that occurs when the individual is thinking more about what other people are thinking and feeling than they are tuned into their own experience. So, you know, if you've got a computer, it sounds like a commercial. If you've got a computer, go to www.thesoulfulmind.com and begin that exercise and join us. I think you're going to find that that shyness is going to melt away.
And also, Grace, you have to be confident in yourself, like Dr. Ware just said earlier. Most people are shy when they're going into relationships or having conversations because they are not confident in what they are, who they are, and what they can portray to someone else.
The task is to simply get connected to what your thoughts and feelings are and develop through using the exercise the ability to reduce your own judgment.
Yes.
Of what you feel and what you think. Because you go from criticizing yourself to appreciating all that you are, and that's what we're about.
Because you are special.
Thank you for calling, Grace.
Thanks, Grace. Have a great day.
Would you do something for me? Repeat that call, the the website page again, please? I'll listen to it over the radio.
www.thesoulfulmind.com.
All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Let's get on with this discussion. Love has four stages. The first stage is discovering the self, which is what this exercise is about, your own identity.
Doc, let me tell you something. You know, I used to have a problem with that. Do you know I would not go see a movie alone? You're laughing at me. No. I am serious.
Laughing with.
Okay, you're laughing with me. Okay. I was so afraid of being myself, and I thought people would look at me kind of strange. I would not go out to eat or a movie or any activity alone because I had a problem with identifying who I was. Mm-hmm. And when I got over that, that was so refreshing to go sit in a movie, to go sit in Red Lobster and eat by myself and look around like, wow, this is great. I am identifying who I am.
One of my greatest accomplishments, I think, was having planned to take a vacation by myself. And I spent a week in the Bahamas.
Whoa.
Just alone, having a great time.
It was
weird.
I know, right?
Well, let's go on and talk about all four steps.
Mm-hmm.
The number one is discovering the self.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is the ability to experience simple friendship.
Very key.
Number three is, and after number one and two, is romantic and or sensual love. And then the last one, of course, is mature love, where one experiences the first three in company with one another. Let me just add, we're going to talk more and more about those four stages, those four elements. They're really developmental stages. And I'll talk about those in a second. But I want to note that when adult issues are introduced prematurely in an individual's development, and I'm talking about physical abuse or sexual abuse, that those experiences have the impact of terribly undermining the discovery of the self, the individual's ability to experience simple platonic friendship. And what happens is that the individual combines all of those, and that the identity and friendship are romanticized. It's mm-hmm. very, very hard for them to have relationships that don't have the sensual or romantic component. And it is probably history's most unidentified and unacknowledged epidemic, much more so than the plague or other profound ailments that have stricken mankind. So we just want to note that that is something that we'd like to talk about further. Let us be clear about one central idea. You cannot share or receive from another that which you do not have access to within your own heart. And the reverse is true. You cannot love someone fully who will or cannot allow you to love them, usually because they are still looking outside of themselves for what they seek.
I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you. Can you read that one again?
You want to hear that twice.
I must hear it because it's such a big problem in relationships today.
You know, you cannot get from someone that which you do not have access to within your own heart.
Absolutely.
And you cannot love someone fully, even if you are grounded and you know who you are and you have the ability to have simple friendship. You cannot love someone fully who will not or cannot allow you to love them. And that's a big deal.
It's very big. Very.
Most breakups are results of that going awry.
Yes, it is.
Where people are seeking from the other person that which they have not mastered
mm-hmm.
within their own heart.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard before about the elephant in the middle of the room, things that people ignore or miss entirely. A very fine, incredibly bright friend once conceptualized a love relationship as not one elephant in the middle of the room. Two very separate individuals that will remain separate ongoingly if either and both individuals have a chance at a fine, shared, loving experience with one another. In essence, don't mess with my elephant, was the quote. It's the foundation for my being and my ability to ultimately love you. She was only off by one elephant. For as far as the relationship went, there actually were three elephants. There was the one for her, the one for the other person, and then the elephant that represented the nature and substance of the relationship, the sharing. If you have one person who's giving 10% to a relationship and another person who's giving 90 or 100, the relationship is a 20% relationship. Love is not something either person can make happen. It is always something that both people must let happen.
In other words, everyone needs to be on the boat at the same time.
Let the boat float. That's what it's about. So let's talk about those four components,
mm-hmm.
as you referred to, Jackie, mm-hmm. moving in love.
Mm-hmm.
First, working on your own identity.
Mm-hmm. Which is so important.
You must know and love yourself, and that's what this program is all about. That's what the website is about, www.thesoulfulmind.com, and mm-hmm. the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to do it. Send us emails. Call in. We want to show you what it's like to fly.
Exactly.
The discovery of simple friendship as a platonic, non-romantic experience is developmentally appropriate, beginning about the age of 3 and ending in the early 20s for most folks. Thirdly, the ability to experience passion and sensuality within an intimate relationship, preferably when identity and simple friendship have been established.
And you know, Doc, let's go back to number 2 in my notes, because this is what's so important to me when you say discover simple relationships simple friendships. That is so important, because this is a stage where you will find out if this person and yourself will be connected or have connections with one another. Because, you know, soul ties are so important, and we're going to have to do a separate show on soul ties, because it is something that keeps a lot of people from going forth out of relationships, bad relationships. And when you take that time to be friends, you are able at that time to know who you're dealing with. Before you go forth, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And you were going, your third point was?
Well, I think I've made the points that the ability to experience the passion and the sensuality mm-hmm. within an intimate relationship that's based with both people having an identity and the ability to cherish the friendship that's
mm-hmm.
the foundation.
Mm-hmm. It's so important.
Over and over and over, I see people who really skip friendship.
Yeah.
And have clearly skipped the identity stage.
Exactly.
How many times have I heard people in their 30s and 40s saying, I don't know who I am. I'm empty inside.
Absent.
And, you know, so they get involved with someone, and there's just not an opportunity
Absolutely.
For being grounded.
Absolutely.
And we can also add another component, and that is that if the friendship is usurped or bypassed mm-hmm. by mm-hmm. the intimacy, the sensuality, the friendship's lost.
Absolutely.
And it's really hard work to get it back.
It is extremely difficult.
I would even go so far as to say that if sensuality precedes friendship, that you probably will never be able to have a friendship with that individual. So let's go further and talk a little bit about our drive-through world. In business and in advertising, marketing, impatience, and strong sensual drives work collectively to lead us directly into the sensual aspect of love before the first two steps are accomplished for both individuals and within any relationship. In our schools, it is not at all unusual for societal groups to actually encourage romantic ties before the end of elementary school, and by the end of middle school, it's a given that a youth without a romance is some kind of social failure.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, I over and over again, I tell moms and dads, I say, you know, if you establish the expectation that you're not going to have a date until your wedding night and it will be chaperoned and we'll let you know when you're old enough for that. Over and over and over again, kids out there go, well, you know, I can't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So parents, seriously, are not in touch with their abilities to lay the groundwork,
mm-hmm.
the cornerstones
so
to
important.
The family's culture.
So important.
And we probably will end up talking about parents and kids at some point. So let me say it again. the aberration of the individuals not discovering their identity, simple friendship, before getting into intimate relationships with others is a profoundly destructive event, and it's something that can be managed, but it has to be managed with care and delicacy and patience. Let's talk a little bit about the nature of relationships in general. It is the nature of any relationship to challenge all four of these principles. And if, in wisdom, the mature individual knows that it is their ongoing responsibility to maintain their own sense of self, the simple friendship they have with themselves and then with their partner before, during, and after romantic sharings, then the opportunity of the gift of love, not the burden or obligation of loving another, exists, and that is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving someone you dearly love who cannot or will not allow themselves to give of their whole heart is one of the, if not the most painful experiences of life, even more painful than the death of a dearly loved one.
This is so true.
We have 2 minutes. Our callers have been respectful.
It's wonderful. Well, I just want to mention again our word for the day. If you are not grateful now for what you have, you cannot open the door to more. In other words, be grateful where you are and the doors will be open. Also, you must remember that if you ask, you believe, then you shall receive by applying action. And the steps we're giving, and they will be posted on our website. We're going to go and post them so you'll be able to know. You love yourself first. Identify yourself.
Discover simple friendship before you get into an involved experience. Quickly, after any feeling, any size, any quality, any time, you simply pause and you ask yourself, and how intense was that? You let that intensity register, and then you move on.
Our purpose here at the Soulful Mind is to induce you to your own heart for a fuller, more rich, and contented life, which we all need, right, Doc?
Absolutely.
You need to live a contented life.
Happy Valentine's Day early. We pray you will join us on our journey. Learn, share, and yes, teach those you love the most. What a Valentine's Day gift to yourself and to anyone you hold special. Let us tip our hats on this Valentine's Day Eve to your discovery of what we would like to call six-way love. May you, using your exercise, find your full acceptance of all of your heart, your divine gift of life and consciousness, as well as have the opportunity of allowing yourself to love another completely while letting them love you completely. Your three ways. Then you are ready to meet that person who can respond in kind with their three ways. That is truly heaven on earth, what we believe God intended for us all. Thank you for listening. We really look forward to talking with you next week.
We'll see you next week. God bless.
God bless.
Things will be much better tomorrow.
Yes, WGUN does have program slots for your Spanish-speaking ministry. Just call 770-491-1010 and ask about how you can have your Spanish-speaking Christian radio program on Atlanta's 50,000-watt Power and Praise station. Call 770-491-1010 and ask for E.R. Hill or James Lewis. WGUN 1010 AM has the power to air to Atlanta's ever-growing Spanish-speaking population. Again, dial 770-491-1010 and ask for E.R. Hill or James Lewis.
Do you want more exposure for your church or organization? Call WGUN 1010 AM at 770-491-1010 to find out about show dates and times available. There are a limited amount of daily and weekly times available to spread the word or promote the work of your church or organization. Don't miss the chance to increase the size of your listening audience. Call WGUN 1010 AM at 770-491-1010 and ask for James Lewis or E.R. Hill, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, that's 770-491-1010 and ask for James or E.R. Hill. That's 770-491-1010.
Tune in to WGUN 1010 AM for Banker's Secret every Saturday morning from 11 to 11:30 AM right here on WGUN 1010 AM Atlanta.
Giving you the most power and praise, WGUN Atlanta, your power and praise station.
Tap Gold, T-A-P-G-O-L-D. Call in and be on the program with me. It's your show today. We're having our Friday financial free-for-all. That means it's your show. You can call in and talk about absolutely any topic that you'd like. No holds barred here today. You can discuss anything that you'd like to discuss, whatever you think is important today. What issues do you folks out there in the listening audience think are important? What issues do you think that are there out there that will have an impact on the markets? Is there anyone out there listening to me now that got Joseph Quinlan's article? He's the fellow from the Bank of America. He manages $600 billion for the Bank of America. Is there anyone out there who read that article where he warned that further problems in Iraq would have a very negative impact on the stock market? Did you know that the stock market, the Dow anyway, is down 63 at 12,574? The NASDAQ's down 28 at 2460. The S&P 500 is down 11 at 1437. The transports are down 40 at 49.11. Utilities, which had been up, are now down a fraction at 472. My number, 800-827-4653. That's 1-800-TAP, T-A-P, gold, G-O-L-D. Is there anyone out there in the listening audience who took my recommendation and called in and got the free copy of the speech that was given by Anthony Fell, the chairman of the Royal Bank of Canada, their capital markets division, but that he gave to their best clients, their most favored clients at their client appreciation dinner in Vancouver, where he advised these folks to buy gold? Do you know that gold's up about $70 since he made that recommendation? Is there anyone out there in the listening audience who heard me at the beginning of this year when gold had dipped down to around $600 an ounce from $650 and everybody was nervous about it, and I said, buy it, buy it, buy the dip? Is there anyone out there who heard me say any of those things? My number, 800-827-4653. Call in. I want to give you a free silver Kennedy half-dollar coin. And with silver moving up as rapidly as it is, the value of these coins is going up. It would cost you about $10 to acquire one right now. A month from now, it may cost you $11 or $12 to acquire one. So let me hear from you. 1-800-827-4653. Gold was up $9.50 today. Gold was on a breakout move on the upside today. If you have not acquired gold, do it at once. Standard Bank is telling us that gold is going to be $775 an ounce in the first half of this year. $775 an ounce in the first half of this year. That would be a 16% increase in the first half of this year. It would represent a 32% increase over the entire year, annualized. Now, I'm saying